CliffCentral.com.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to that weekly slot where we discuss everything motoring here on CliffCentral.com. It is hashtag AutoCentral. Now we've got a thin panel here today. Literally, we're all losing weight here. So it's a very thin panel here. It's Wilbury and myself, and we're winging it here. I'm not going to say winging it, but it's just going to be us shooting the breeze here today and chatting about things.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were meant to have a guest in here. Unfortunately, couldn't make it. At the last minute, something cropped up, and I hope that everything's okay that side. Whatever. Whatever it is that cropped up, it seemed to be a bit of an emergency. So, terribly sorry about that. But we still got quite an interesting lineup for you. And yes, so much motoring and so much feel good stuff coming your way today here on hashtag Auto Central.
Because feel good, yeah. I had a great weekend on this bike.
I'm not asking. Okay, but actually, yes, it is feel good. It's feel good for the motoring enthusiasts, yes. And it's feel good for all the right reasons as well. For the, I don't know.
Why feel good? Yeah, I mean,
do you remember? Do you remember drive change?
Oh, for that feel good.
Yes,
and I've seen some bits and about going, so I know that's a big topic for us today.
Yeah, so that's a big topic for us today. Yes. Those of you that don't know it, I'm going to direct you. You're not going to find a link to it on the website on autotrader.co.za. You're going to have to actually just enter in autotrader.co.za. You're actually going to have to type it in, and then it was a // hashtag drive change. Because that'll take you to the page where you'll be able to see what drive change is about. There isn't a link on the site. It's sort of hidden away. So you really do have to go in there and actually type in the direct address. We haven't hidden away for any specific reason, but it's just, also don't want to make a big mess of song and dance about the fact that, like, hey, look at us, we're being charitable and that, but this is fantastic. And I get excited about it because it is absolutely fantastic. To give you the premise of what drive change is, it was an initiative that Auto Trader took upon themselves. We'll tell you a little more about how it actually ran out. But it was to raise funds for something called Quebec. And Quebec purchases bicycles for the underprivileged so that they can get to school, for the youth. And some of them are doing massive sort of mileage, 10, 15 kilometers and that on a daily basis that they'd ordinarily be walking, like walking two rounds of golf.
And this has been going for a while now.
Yes,
yeah, I remember the interview.
We started at the end of last year, and we had some of the guys in here that were responsible, that were from Quebec and that, and about the initiative. And it is absolutely fantastic. What they do is, based on donations, they buy bicycles for these underprivileged. And these underprivileged youngsters then actually need to sign a contract saying that, listen, I will make sure that my grades are, you know, up to standard, and I will attend school. And by mobilizing them like this, it gives them a chance to spend more time with their family, because many of these youngsters are also assuming roles like adults, you know, so they're sitting there and they're having to cook and clean and bath the youngsters and the younger siblings and that.
And what was the average time walking? Was it 2-3 hours?
Something like that. It was like hour and a half or something one way, you know.
Yes.
So they were losing like 3 hours a day, and this would turn it into like a 15-20 minute cycle type thing, and it would just change. It would give them like 2 extra hours in a day that they could now really do things with, and
hence just drive change. Hey,
drive change. Yeah, we're driving. I mean, we're driving the change, and we will be the change that you want to see in the world. I mean, that's a very, very famous quote that I believe it was Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi, that said, be the change that you want to see in the world. And it is. We're sitting there, we're trying to mobilize. And we did that in a very inventive way, but we'll go into that in a little more depth. But so we don't have a guest, so we're going to be waffling a little bit. Let's recap what happened since last week. What happened with you, Vilmarie?
Well, I had a highlight.
You had a highlight.
I had a few highlights this weekend.
Really?
Yes. Well, there's a birthday, a special birthday in between, and then it... not highlights in my hair. I got the new Honda Africa Twin.
Ah, and you've actually been quite excited to...
Very excited to test it.
Because we were chatting to the gents from Honda here, and they were talking about it, and they were saying, and this is the one with the new gearbox, isn't it?
The DCT, no, you know what, for some reason, do you know about the earthquake that happened in, is it Japan? There was some earthquake. So
years ago or now recently?
Now recently.
There was a tremor or something that happened out in New Zealand.
Something happened that delayed the DCT demos that they were getting, the bikes that they were getting.
All right.
The long and the short. Yeah. Okay. So I only had one available normal manual gearbox.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you that don't know what DCT stands for, it basically means, in simple terms, automatic gearbox.
It's dual clutch transmission is where it sits, and it's basically, you've seen a lot of it and you've heard a lot of it because it's the same as like a DSG.
Yes.
DSG is basically the German version of DCT.
Yes.
And it's a cross between a manual gearbox and an automatic gearbox in the fact that it uses clutches and not a torque converter. And it's a very compact gearbox.
Yes.
Which means that it's ideal for bike applications.
Correct. And you know what the interesting thing is now? I can't wait to get it because then I can test that gearbox. Because I'm sure you would know from off-road, from driving off-road manual to auto, you would know that in some ways the auto gearbox can assist you.
Yes.
You know, downhill, uphill, those kind of things.
I mean, a lot of the guys that ride enduro and that will actually fit what's known as a slipper clutch. Not even a slipper clutch. What do they call it? They call it it's got a strange name with an R, but it's basically...
It assists them.
Yeah, it assists them. You can't stall the bike. You know,
correct.
You can do whatever you want with the clutch and it's just going to release it at a set pace.
Because some people struggle with the coordination, you know, and the balance.
And especially when you're doing enduro racing or riding in that, it's a lot of clutch work because you're working with you're actually balancing the bike on the clutch and the attitude of the bike for climbing and that, and you've got to time the power
when it's technical, when it becomes very technical, everything plays a role.
Mm.
So I did not get the DCT gearbox, but I'm excited to test it. And they said the moment it's here, I'll be able to.
Power.
So I'm looking forward to that. But overall, I can't wait to tell you all about, you know, the actual test of the
Well, we'll get into that shortly,
manual.
Yeah.
Yes.
What else? What else happened this weekend?
Well,
over the last week, has there...
In terms of motoring...
Well, we had the Formula One.
Yes,
you know, the Formula One that happened. Unfortunately, I was tied up with some Father's Day responsibilities.
Of course,
then
it's
Father's
been
Day.
Father's
Day and all that sort of stuff. So
yes.
Went round and I was very lucky. I had, from Ford South Africa, I had the new Mustang. I had it on. So of course, I had to go around to, you know, father-in-law.
Oh, okay.
Had to go around to my dad as well and just show them this. And I mean, they're old enough to recall and sit there and really, dare I say it, lust after the original Ford Mustang.
Is this on you for taking it? Did you at least take them for a drive?
I did take them for a drive
in
it and that and took some photos with it, and they loved it. And they really think it's a nice...
Want to have.
Accurate. It's an accurate homage to the original, you know, in terms of its styling. And it is the styling that goes about it. And I've done the review on the Ford Mustang in the past. And
you
that.
Have. What
and
color is this one?
This one that we had was a fastback. Now, we were meant to get the V8, but unfortunately the V8 wasn't available. That's how in demand these cars are. We could only get the 2.3-liter EcoBoost. So just a little short one there. The 2.3-liter EcoBoost is actually a fantastic motor because 2.3-liter four-cylinder turbo, it's essentially the same motor that you're going to get in the new Ford Focus RS. 230 kilowatts from 2.3 liters. That's 100 kilowatts per liter.
That
makes it properly strong.
So how is your fuel bill for Father's Day?
Quite heavy because it drinks juice like a solid rocket booster. It's like the Saturn V rocket. It is insane. That thing is thirsty. And it just wants to light up the back wheels.
Oh, really?
You come around, you turn in an intersection, and you just want to accelerate through it. I'm not talking about planting it even.
Are you saying just that the back end is loose?
The back end is loose. The last time I felt a back end that was this loose was in the Mazda MX-5. Okay,
the
granted,
Chef Lumina.
I mean, I was throwing... It's very much that Chev Lumina sort of vibe, okay? Where it's very twitchy, and you need to just modulate it. But this isn't from a big V8. This is from a little four-cylinder... I say little, but in comparison to the 5-liter Coyote V8, this is a little four-cylinder. And it was just so loose. Granted, I left traction control on all the time, but you still feel and you see
so
the traction control.
So even with the traction control.
Even with the traction control. Because the traction control is only going to come on, you know, it's not going to come on instantly. It's going to allow for a little bit of slip. Otherwise, you'd never get into a parking bay. You know, a little bit of tire slip as you're trying to turn into a parking bay or something of the sort. And the traction control would come on and you'd sit there lurching around trying to park. It was terrible. So they give it a little bit of
leeway. Remind me to tell you about the bike and traction control when we get there now.
Was it the Africa Twin?
Yeah, most of the new ones now getting it.
Yeah, a lot of them.
I'll explain to you the different surfaces
detail,
and what it does.
So in any case, long story short, I spent some time in it. But then also, I got some time to, so I took it around. And they really like it and they feel that while it's not necessarily... And I agree with him. While it's not necessarily the It's not deserving of the Mustang name, in the sense that a four cylinder doesn't belong under the body shape of a Mustang. It needs to be a V8. It has to be a V8. Yeah. It's almost sacrilege to put a four cylinder turbocharged motor, one of these newfangled wizardry sort of things, under a body that looks so retro and so classic.
But what's the sound like?
Sadly, nothing special, hey?
So it's not a Mustang typical?
No, it's okay, missing that sound. It's missing the drive. It's got a fantastic driving position. I just feel it's not deserving of the Mustang name. The V8, I've driven the V8 now as well.
That is, yes.
The driving position, believe it or not, the seating position is different.
Can't you do something about the sound?
You could, but it's not. You're never really going to capture that sort of V8 burble that you want. You know, just that sort of cruiser offbeat thrum as it goes past. Yeah. It's like sitting there and saying, okay, well, I've got an R1. How do I make this sound like a Harley?
You pull two spark plugs,
you're going to say, you know, and sit there with that offbeat. No, you have to buy another bike. It's never going to sound the same. You know, it's like trying to get your V-twin two-stroke, you know, a little teaser or something of the sorts like we were chatting about last week. And go and download that podcast if you guys want to. Our podcasts are available. We were chatting two-stroke bikes last week. And it's like trying to get that to sound like a four-cylinder superbike four-stroke. You know, it's just... it's not going to happen. Naturally aspirated four-cylinder, naturally aspirated V8, and turbocharged four-cylinder. You're never really going to get the same sort of sound. So that was a little disappointing. But the V8 one is really true to it. So yeah, that was pretty cool.
I remember you saying that price-wise.
Oh yeah. It's far out, eh? It really is far out.
So even this one...
Yeah, even this one, eh?
Okay,
even
so this that's one. Sad, though, because you don't get the sound, you don't get anything,
getting the sound
but
that.
You get the price tag.
You're paying for the Mustang price tag, but you're getting the Mustang styling.
But that's it.
Chatting to a couple of the guys, they say, well, I could spend that sort of money on it. I'd spend that money. I know it's not brilliantly bolted together. I know it's not using Mercedes-Benz or BMW sort of quality materials in the interior. I know it doesn't have necessarily the same sort of engineering underneath it. But I'll pay that money for the way that it looks and the way that it makes me feel.
So what is that money? I can't remember.
Well, we started about 700,000 Rand. Yeah, it's stiff. And you go with a V8 convertible auto and you're looking at 900,000. But there's a massive waiting list. So the ones that you are going to find are going to have delivery mileage on them, but they're going to be in a dealership, basically a used car dealership, and they're going to be selling there for 1.1 million Rand for the V8.
So more than what you're getting it paying now new. So
but without the weight. You see, so you can get it now for like a 200, 300,000 Rand premium. Or you can wait 6 months and pay retail price.
That's insane. And people actually do have money because there's a waiting list.
No, but they want it now. They want it now and they're not willing to wait. And that's the thing. Because if they wait the 6 months, it's not going to be as fresh. It's going to become a little... I mean, while I was driving it around, I passed like another two on the road. So we are starting to see them on the road. But there's that obligatory sort of nod and wave and the flash of the lights.
Yeah,
hey, fellow Mustang driver, how you doing? You know, one of those sort of things. And... But for the way it feels, some people will justify the price and the attention that it grabs. I just don't know how long that's going to last. So we've got a very, very interesting video coming up for you with the Mustangs. That's coming up. We've done a review, so this one's a little left of center, a little left field approach to it. But I think the viewers and the fans of the Auto Trader YouTube content and all our motoring content, new car motoring content, is really going to like this. It's a slightly different direction that we're taking on it, and a little more lifestyle. So then that's pretty cool.
And that was Sunday, Father's Day.
Yeah, that was Saturday and Sunday. I was pretty much spent doing that. So I didn't get a chance to watch the Formula One. Just to recap there, your results from the Baku Grand Prix of Europe. Nico Rosberg finished up top. He took the win there. He was followed by Sebastian Vettel from Ferrari. And then Sergio Perez having a great drive there, doing it for the Force India Mercedes team. So that leaves the championship with Rosberg on 141 points. He's leading it over Hamilton, who's on 117. So there's a little bit of a gap to make up there.
Yeah, that must be for him.
For him, yeah. But he hasn't had, I mean, come on, let's go two rounds back. He hasn't had a string of fortune. I can't really pin it. Mistake, fortune, bad luck, good luck, mistakes.
I mean, how many races are left?
We've still got a good couple. I mean, the next one is I think we've got about five or six races left. And I mean, the next one's now 3rd of July. That's Red Bull Ring in Austria. So that's going to be an interesting one. But I'm pretty sure that guys like Vettel is going to want to take a European race
but you know,
like that.
We always say that the best race is when it's decided only in the last race.
Absolutely, when it comes down to Japan once again, like
yes.
It always does.
So let's see.
Yeah, so that's coming up. We've also got MotoGP coming up.
Yay!
Yeah,
we'll be watching that as well.
The drama. I didn't follow it, but Le Mans, the 24-hour. Did you hear?
No.
Le Mans 24-hour, Toyota, wire to wire. They're like leading the entire race. 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
They're leading by 3 minutes.
No, they're leading the entire race for the duration of the 24 hours. Audi fell by the wayside early.
Yeah.
I think they were out after 3 or 4 hours, something like that. I mean, this is Le Mans 24-hour. I mean, it's a massive, massive race. 3 minutes before the end.
Oh, no.
Cars pack up.
No.
They're out of it. Porsche passes them. Porsche takes Le Mans 2016. Such a cut, such a blow that after 24 or 23 hours and 57 minutes.
3 minutes. How long is a lap around Le Mans? Isn't that about two laps?
It's about. But I mean,
really
from the
sucks.
End of the race, you know, because it's based on time. So how many many laps you can get in that time as well? Also, 3 minutes from the end of the race, from the 24-hour mark.
Both cars out.
Out.
Ouch.
That's a pill to swallow.
Same problem?
I'm not sure. I didn't do too much. Like I said, I didn't see it and I didn't do too much reading into it, but I just saw the highlights and I was gutted. I was like, oh, this is going to be such a dive.
So if any of you know what the actual cause was, please let us know.
Yeah, do let us know. Get involved. Get in on the conversation. Please do use the hashtag AutoCentral. Tag at AutoTraderSA. You can also tag myself at Chad Lukoff. I know it's a little tricky one, but you can LUCKHOFF. It's a tricky one, but in case you'll find it. And of course, SA Speed Queen at SA Speed Queen. Wilmer Janssen van Rensburg there. Use the hashtag AutoCentral. And of course, we're going with the hashtag of Drive Change as well, because there's a lot of hype around that, and the handover is actually happening today, and that's why we're here and we're hyped up, is because we're actually handing over the bicycles today.
And it's right now, hey? And
it's
how many
right
bicycles?
Now. I need to check how many we are actually. I'm actually going to chat to Tyron about that, because we're going to be calling him a little later on and just seeing what the story is. It's 100 bicycles.
Yeah, and this has been a long time coming, so I mean, that's exciting. I can't wait to see all the
100 bicycles.
Yeah.
That's 100 lives. And I mean, if you go with, you know, that's essentially an entire grade that you could do in a school. Let's say there's about 33 pupils per class. If it's a relatively average class, that's an entire grade. Three classes of, let's say, 33 that can be completely changed and mobilized. That's happening today. So we're going to be chatting to Tyron Woods. He's out there at the handover, which is happening in Alexandria today. We're going to be chatting to him a little later on, in about 20 minutes or so. And I think let's wait. You're sitting here, you're hopping in the seat. You want to tell me all about it. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. What's this Africa twin like?
Okay, so look, first of all, it's a little tall for me, but it's manageable.
Yeah.
So
you're not particularly short, Vilmarie. I mean, you're an average size lady.
Thank you.
In terms of height, yes. Yeah.
You started off with thin.
Yeah, I know.
I've
just got a watch. I've been putting my foot in it properly over the past couple of weeks.
I got some fudge going here. Did you see? I brought fudge and biltong. So it's a good combination.
Legendary.
So look, it's only if you in an unstable, on an unstable surface, and you need to turn that the height thing's really a problem.
Yeah, when you're wanting to get a bit of a foot down.
Yeah, but otherwise it's cool. Put a bit of a heel on it and off we went. It is, for those who don't know, it's a dual-purpose all-terrain vehicle, call it that, but a motorcycle. The great thing with it is I love spoke wheels.
You were saying they actually perform better in the dirt than the mag wheels. They just have a little more flex and a little more give. It's a little more forgiving.
It's basically, call it off-road wheels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's got nice chunky tires and things on. And I mean, the nice thing with the tires are is that it is specifically for both surfaces. So it's great for the dirt. It manages soft sand and everything. I mean, front tire, and the size-wise, for those people who are actually interested.
The numbers
is,
people, yeah.
Yeah, it's a 90/90, and it's tube tires.
Okay.
So look, I mean, obviously, if you do decide to go bundabashing and you want to go away with your backpack, then just take a speed
tube. That's a proper rugged approach, is the fact that you can carry a speed tube and you're not sitting there with a tubeless tie that's needing to be plugged or something of the sorts.
Correct.
And of course, if you happen to get a rip or something in the side of the tie, you can still just put a gator in and run the tube.
Exactly.
You know, but if it's a tubeless tie, that's it. Tickets. New tire.
Correct.
Yeah.
You see, and the nice thing, and the guys, look, if you don't know how to change it into a tube tire, then obviously just go to a dealership and get them to show you, because you can do this manually as well. Mm. So from that side, it's great for off-road. So if you decide to go very technical, make sure you have that spare tube. So it's tube tires. Rear tire is 150/70 inch, which is great. It's not too wide and it's not too thin.
Yeah, and it's not a big 18 like KTMs run 18s predominantly, don't they?
Some. Yeah. But not all of them, you know. So from that side, great. One of the things, okay, engine size as well, which is a lot of people ask, what size is the twin?
Mm.
It's basically 1,000 cc. Okay,
so 900 and change.
998 cc.
Oh, 998. That's 1,000.
You know how the way Ducati normally does. Except they claim it for what it is.
Yeah, they claim it straight on it, and that's always been there. Yes. You know, 996, 998, 999. Yes. You know, they've always run it like that. But even motor vehicles, you sit there, and if it's called a 1,400, chances are it's 1,398 cc's. They just round it off.
Basically,
it's just because you're working with cylinders, so the area of that, you know, to get it exactly spot on is nigh on impossible. So,
So call it 1,000.
Yeah, it's 1,000.
Liquid cooled, 4-stroke, 8-valve, parallel twin for the very technical, with a 270-degree crank.
Parallel twin is nice. I mean, and it's actually strange that, you know, running a parallel twin and then water cooling, because a parallel twin generally runs a little cooler because both cylinders are exposed to the air. So a lot of parallel twins will run air cooled, correct?
Which is very necessary in terms of what you're talking now, because when you start doing technical riding, which we didn't do too much this weekend, you know, but if you do, you want that.
You want that water cooling. You do want that water cooling, because you're sitting there and you're possibly up and down in the revs, and you're not getting a lot of airflow over it because you're not at speed. Yeah. You know, it's a lot of rev work and engine work and calling demand on the engine, but you're doing 6 k's an hour, if that. It's like less than walking pace.
And the amazing thing is, you're talking about the clutch now. I mean, it's a wet multi-plate with coil spring clutch, aluminium cam assist and slipper clutch. It is fantastic. It is really, it's gentle, it's smooth, it's you know, because when you start riding far or lots of technical, there's nothing worse than having a clutch that eventually you can't actually even hold on.
It starts giving you that arm pump and it's so much fatigue.
Correct.
And when you've got fatigue in your arm, you're not holding onto the bike properly either.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So the chances for making mistake is easy. Yeah. And even for a novice rider, you know, a little bit of clutch work that's too much, eventually in one day it's too much.
Hands up, I know it, yeah.
Yeah. So this is the great thing about them as well. Standing position for me, seating position was actually great. In the beginning, I felt a little bit like I'm sitting on top of it, which is almost a Honda thing, you know, a little bit higher. So the seat is quite tall, but you do have different seating positions. So you have your normal standard,
and you can change this on the bike.
Correct. I just want to get you the exact specs quickly, because you get some short people. I didn't actually change it to shorter, so I actually rode it standard.
Okay, so like at a middle height, you're saying it's got a varied height seat, so you don't necessarily need to go in there and change the suspension to get it for your height, unless you're exceptionally short in the leg.
Yes.
You know, you can just lower the seat a little bit.
Yes, but you know what? Then I'm not a fan of changing suspension for height.
Yeah, no. That's
because you're messing with other stuff.
Mm.
You know, so for me, change the seat, get a bike that either cut the seat a little if need be,
shave it or something,
or change your seat position.
But correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, you come from the racing and that, and you know all about having a center of gravity and sitting too high on a bike and sitting too low in a bike, and shaving the seat and sitting too low in it can also start to affect the handling. I mean, there's a reason why they've put you on top of the bike and not in the bike per se, hey?
No, that doesn't affect affect it anywhere near what changing your suspension does.
Well, if you compare it to that, I can believe.
Yeah, because some people, what they do is they tend to pull the forks or push it through
the triples,
Straight away, it changes dynamics of the bike, the handling completely. How it turns in. Now if you're sitting quite high and you've pulled the forks through too far, you've got too much weight at the top when you start braking, for example. So
you also end up decreasing the wheelbase of it.
Correct.
Really.
Correct. So all of that plays a role more. The least, call it, you know, there's never a perfect setting.
Yeah.
You always compromise something.
Something, yeah.
So I would rather compromise seat foam. okay. if you know what I mean,
yeah.
than any of the rest.
Okay, so lower the seat and adjust the seat rather than sit there and tweak the suspension
Correct.
Or screw it down to the lowest setting, something
Correct.
Of the sorts.
That,
okay.
That would be my
opinion. I just know it from cars, you know, that some of the more modern cars are, you know, and like your big Ferraris and that, they're actually sitting to the point now where they make the seat fixed and they'll adjust the steering wheel and the pedals. So that okay. the driver is always sitting in the same place, so that that center of gravity
remains in the same place. That makes complete sense, though.
I mean, it makes sense. It's like having riser bars, you know, so that it remains further
If your
back.
Arms are a bit short.
If your arms are a bit short yes. or something of yes. the sorts, you know.
Which is interesting because I didn't find this on the Honda at all. It wasn't a problem for me at all. It was, and you can adjust the bars as well.
Okay.
But even the way I received it as well, for sitting position, it was great. For standing up, it was great. Just to quickly give you the...
Sure, yes, yeah.
The height, you know, so standard height seat position now is 34.3
inches.
Inches,
yeah,
correct. And low position 33.5. So, what is that like an what? Inch difference?
What is the first one? 30?
34.
34, and then 33.
And 33.5.
Half
is
an
the
inch?
Low one. It's a little more than half,
yeah,
so almost
yeah.
an inch, which is a, let me tell you, it
well,
makes
inch
a difference.
25 millimeters, you know, 2.5
yes.
centimeters, that makes a difference.
It's
the difference,
huge difference
between tippy toes and flat foot.
And you need that sometimes yeah. before you fall over, you know,
yeah,
so
yeah.
so it's, you know what, don't underestimate that, because also from a lady rider's point of view, more and more ladies are becoming interested in this. Guys sometimes don't have a problem because they're taller, the legs are taller.
On average, yeah.
But this, the fact that you can lower this is fantastic, you know, so.
It's nice that they've thought about that, you know, and to cater
correct.
for the shorter rider. I mean, I'm not the tallest guy myself,
no.
so yeah, I find some of them to be, you know,
but mostly
tall.
This used to be a more, you know, like you would get your Triumph from those guys that used to have the two settings.
Yeah.
So it's really great to see that Honda have thought of this as well, that they've brought that in. And then one thing that stood out for me is the, and this might seem odd for some people, but it is the shape of the tank.
Mm.
So it is the most comfortable that I've had in a long time, especially for, call it a dual purpose,
yeah.
you know, all-terrain bike.
Yeah.
When you're on the dirt, you need the bike to be able to move around, you know, without gripping it too much. And you're not supposed to grip with the bars, you know, in tens. You're supposed
yeah.
to actually pinch with your legs
yeah.
and then let it move. And it is absolutely perfect for that. So whether sitting, whether standing, you can pinch with your knee and throw the bike around.
Standing as well.
And standing.
Because I would imagine that that's where most of the other bikes are getting it sort of wrong, is the fact that it's a little compromised when you're standing, that the tank doesn't quite work
fit
for,
in the right
yeah,
place.
Fit in the right places,
you know?
Yeah.
Mostly
it's not
they,
ergonomically sound.
Yeah, mostly they get it right. But this for me on the Twin was actually
was
fantastic.
Good.
It stood out quite a bit. So, I mean, overall, it is the model that I rode is the CRF 1000L. Okay. And you get the available colors is like Dakar Rally,
yeah.
which is the one I had.
Like a yellow.
It's,
or
no. It's like white, little more. It's white, red, and black, basically.
Okay. Yes,
and
yeah.
then look, you get the one that's really red, lots of red, which is actually for me, it's the most beautiful one.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also get the digital metallic silver.
Mm,
so
yes, okay.
I haven't seen that one here though.
Not didn't have that one on.
No, they didn't have that available. And then it looks amazing with the gold rims because you know the rims
yes,
are gold.
Yes, yeah, no, I can imagine. Yeah, that silver and gold must look pretty good.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. When you were talking about fuel consumption,
yeah,
any motorbike, don't let anyone tell you differently. You know, if you end up riding it a little hard on the throttle, it's going to cost you a bit
yeah,
of
it's going to,
fuel.
Yeah, yeah.
So, look, we try different things. We,
yeah.
you know, we went technical riding, a bit of rocks and dirt and loose sand
mm-hmm.
and then tar. And I'm super impressed. For me,
well composed, you know,
yes.
behave nicely.
Yes. Yeah.
What sort of money are we talking about here for one of these now? Because naturally, this would be 2017 model.
This 2016? Is a 2016 model.
Okay, I'm a 2016 model, yeah.
Chad, you're not going to believe me. I actually, as I said that to you, I realised, oh, I forgot to get the price.
Don't have the price.
But
okay.
we'll get that now.
All right, yeah, well, we'll get the price on that one. I think we're actually going to go to a short break. And then when we come back, I want to pick up with that one. And then we're going to chat about our review.
Yeah, and I want to tell you about the warranty as well.
Yes, yes, yes. And but we're also going to go into the drive change. But I think we're going to take a quick short break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk drive change and what's happening in Alexandra now. With Auto Trader at this current point in time. We'll be back right after this.
CliffCentral.com. Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. Auto Trader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. Auto Trader New Car. The choice is yours.
Auto Central, powered by Auto Trader on cliffcentral.com.
Yeah, there we go, and we're back. Now, we did say we're going to go to the drive change, but let's just wrap up with this Africa Twin, because it is quite interesting. You still wanted to talk about the traction pricing. Control and yes. pricing, yeah.
Well, you were talking earlier traction control. You know, we leave it on with the cars. So you don't want to skid around in that.
Yeah, it's a brave person that takes it off, or an experienced hand. And I don't want to be in somebody
right
else's
word.
Car, let's put it that way.
Yes, but you know what, on the bike, man, it's annoying when you're on a gravel road and that traction control kicks in. Because what
imagine,
it does,
yeah.
it actually prevents you from just riding the bike normal. It's like, I don't know how else to explain
it. Yeah, constantly intervening.
Yes,
and
it's like,
yeah,
it's
okay,
like,
yeah, yeah. I
you
hear
know,
you
I think it's like a little five-year-old trying to pull away and dad keeps pulling the bike back. I mean, can you see that?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's almost, that's what traction control does. Mm. So the moment the back wheel starts, call it slipping or losing traction,
yeah.
it kicks in. And on the dirt road, it's supposed to kind of lose traction. You know what I mean?
You need a fair amount of slip on the dirt
correct.
There because you're going to hit something loose, then you're going to hit some hard packed stuff, and you're not wanting it to suddenly kill all the power with the loose stuff
yeah.
so that when you get onto the hard stuff, you've got no drive. I mean, that's...
Correct.
Okay.
So look, it's great on the tar.
Yeah.
In my opinion, switch it off on the dirt.
Would you say it's better to actually just, yeah, switch it off in the
just
dirt?
Just switch it off.
Okay.
Just learn to control the throttle, you know what I mean, with your hand. Because if you're going to give a handful, it doesn't matter where you are, you're going to get into trouble. So, yes, traction control is great.
Naturally, killing the traction control isn't going to kill the ABS, though, hey?
No.
Okay, so it's going to leave the ABS on almost no matter what?
Yeah. The nice thing is now that it comes with the option.
Because ABS on dirt is good.
Yes. Well, also, again, depends. I like to feel what I can, what I'm doing with a brake, you know, whether
okay.
it's rear or front brake. I like to have the control in my hand. But again, if you're not experienced, it could actually help you. ABS is good for someone that's not that experienced.
Especially up front, I think. The back end, not so much, because yes, you can use the back brakes to sort of kick it around a tighter turn if you're wanting. And mid turn, you know, I know it's a motocross technique to actually just, you know, lock up that back wheel,
use the
diving
back wheel
into
to
the
turn.
Yeah,
correct.
Use
yeah.
the back wheel to turn. So I can imagine that it'll be a little cumbersome in there.
But the nice thing is you can switch it off.
Okay. Oh, so you can switch ABS off as well. Ah, fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. So what are we looking at in terms of pricing there?
Well, if we're looking here now, I mean, if you've got the no traction control or ABS, then it's 159. So call it 160. If you have traction control and ABS, it's 169. Call it 170. So now the DCT model that I was telling you about that I'm still getting.
Is it released? Is it available in South
it's
Africa?
It's available.
Yet? Okay, so it is available.
It's available, but remember there is now a little bit of a also backlog because of the, what was it? Wait a minute.
That earthquake?
Earthquake.
Yes.
But
you're saying it's an earthquake. I'm not sure. I'm like, I haven't heard squat about that. So I'm going to take your word for it.
Okay. So now your DCT with traction control and ABS is 189. Call it 190.
Okay. Okay. 190K. That's not bad money. Would you say it's worth that money?
Yes.
You'd spend that money
on it? Yes. You know what? We've been discussing this. It's not going to get cheaper.
Yeah,
none
true,
of the bikes are going to get cheaper.
Yeah.
None of the cars are going to get cheaper. So to still get it this price, yes.
Okay.
It is a motorbike you can keep for a long time. It's a motorbike you can use everywhere, anywhere. It's comfortable.
Works
it's
as
good
a
looking.
Commuter. Works as a.
It's got stunning lights in the front. Mm. You know, your whole LED type of thing. So it's modern. It's got the look. They've really like upped it, you know, to the old Twin. So in my opinion, yes.
You'd spend your money.
I'd spend it.
Fantastic. All right. Well, now we're going to chat about the Kia Soul in just a few moments' time. But it's time for drive change. And, you know, in 2015, Auto Trader bought a fleet of 52 company cars. And they were going to be issued to the sales representatives to use, our sales reps. But we wanted to have them branded to sort of, you know, stand out. And we thought, listen, we need to do something really special with that. So it was billed as one of the biggest collaborative public art events ever in South Africa. And this is Auto Trader's Drive Change campaign. It invited South Africans, the general public, to participate in colouring in the new fleet of vehicles. Now, you say, well, what do you mean, colouring in vehicles?
Go mad with cokies.
That's exactly what we were saying. So we got hold of artist Lazi Mazambula, and he set the wheels in motion and ran a competition in conjunction with a digital publishing company between 10 and 5. through their 10and5.com website and curated an online showcase of the best South African creative in the best the South African creative industry has to offer. Let's get that right. And we found four more designers and turned the cars into contemporary modern art. The five artists' riveting designs were applied to the fleet of new vehicles as line drawings only, and this allowed South Africans the opportunity to colour in a portion of the design for a 50 rand fee with vibrant permanent markers supplied and sponsored by
Sharpie. And this was in the centres.
This was in the shopping centres, yeah.
You gave them 50
bucks and you went and coloured in and it went all around. Hashtag drive change. And of course, the monies raised would be donated to Quebeca to buy bicycles as part of an ongoing bicycle relief programme. So, Auto Trader managed to raise 250,000 rand.
Wow.
And that has translated into the 100 bicycles that are being handed over today. So, the children who have no means of getting to and from school in Alexandra, they're now being given, you know, a way to get to and from school. And we're down there and we're doing it right now. So, we're actually going to cross over to Nomti now. And Nomti's on the line. Nomti, how are you doing?
How's it, Chad? How you doing?
I'm very good. What's the vibe like down there?
Oh, man, the vibe is awesome. We've got excited kids who can't wait to get their bicycles. We just haven't handed over all the bicycles at the moment. It's still the features, but the vibe has been awesome.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, you guys have been there from fairly early this morning. So walk us through today. What's been happening there today now?
So we arrived in a coach. We left in style and arrived in style. And that was coupled with our branded cars. The same cars that you've just spoken about that were at the mall last year with our campaign.
So they're there.
We've got a couple of they are there.
Oh, so they can see where it came from.
They look fantastic. They're all lined up, and I think the public must just wait and see with the photos that will come from today.
Oh, no, that sounds absolutely fantastic. Now, of course, if they're wanting to get in on the conversation, they can start following the hashtag drive change. And that's going to give them an idea. Do we have some sneak peeks in that coming out from there already, or is it being kept very hush at the moment?
No. Nothing is hush. There's nothing hush about today.
Okay,
so
good stuff.
We've given everybody the lowdown in terms of when we arrive. As we were leaving the office, the pictures are up there, so everybody must just get engaged on Twitter using our hashtag DriveChange. The conversation is continuing. I mean, after the speeches, we're doing the actual handovers. So it's just going to be immense fun for today.
I'm sure that there's a lot of
it's
happy
been a
faces
long time
around
waiting,
there.
Though.
Yeah, it has been a long time. I mean, Nomti,
yes,
when did we actually start this one in full swing?
In full swing? From the malls? From last year?
Yeah, I mean, this is so from last year already, hey?
Exactly. This has been from last year, but I mean, prior to all of that actually happening, there's always the back end stuff that started months before we went into the mall.
Yes,
so it's been a long time coming, and we're all excited that we've gotten to this point right now to see a lot of happy faces, a lot of happy kids. And I mean, the school that we're at, you're dealing with top performance. So why wouldn't you want to improve the education and support these kids? Obviously, because they are future for South Africa.
Absolutely. I mean, the youth is the future. And you say that these are top performers in the classes and that. So these kids are already,
yes.
You know, they're already pulling their weight. And this is going to just
make
it easier for them, correct?
Exactly. It's more of a boost and kind of encouraging the rest of the students around the area to say, you know what, there are people out there who would like to see you also becoming top performers. So let's reward these top performers so they can inspire other kids to do the same in the future.
But you know what? I mean, if you go back to the show we did with the specialists on the research with the youth,
yes.
This is the kind of thing that that they like, that they appreciate. People actually really invest with no hidden agenda.
Yeah.
You know, people who just care about them. So I think, Nomti, it's great what you guys have done. And all in the youth month.
All in the youth month, it ties very well. I mean, we can look back and say 2016 youth month, we've definitely helped the youth in improving, first of all, their education and also their drive to becoming someone in the future.
To aspire to do bigger, better and greater things.
Bigger, better and greater things. And I mean, once you start with the one child, it spreads out into the community and it spreads out into the country. So let's start with where we can.
Now, Namte, I need to ask, I mean, it sounds like this is the end of a campaign now, but is this going to continue? For those that are just joining and just hearing about this initiative, is there still a way that they can get involved?
Most definitely. The campaign was obviously to launch the first fleet we've ever bought at Auto Trader.
Okay.
But going forward, I mean, we have committed to support Quebecer for the next 3 years. So I would say for now, the world is our oyster.
So are we challenging other corporates to get involved or
I think
individuals?
So. I think we need to challenge the other corporates and see if they can.
I think there's an opportunity there, guys.
It sounds good, hey? So,
I love a challenge.
We're going to roll that carpet out. We're going to lay it down. We're going to say, listen, guys, we managed to get 100 bicycles. Okay?
250 grand.
250,000 rand, 100 bicycles. Let's see if you guys can top that. Let's see what sort of drive you can do. And let's see if you can get the public involved in it as well, naturally. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's one thing just digging into your own coffers and handing over the money. But to get the public involved and to make them a part of it.
All your clients and things
like
that.
Yes, it's amazing. It's really, really amazing. I mean, there's definitely legs for this campaign to grow. Over time. So, I mean, suggestions like that, we welcome them with open hands.
That's fantastic. Well, Namte, we're going to leave you to it and let you get on with it. We're going to be following on Twitter, of course, at AutoTraderSA, and just the hashtag drive change, because
hashtag drive change. Yes.
I'm sure that there's a whole bunch of people there that are using that hashtag and they're busy tweeting photos and the likes and videos. So get in on it and follow AutoTraderSA on Twitter, and you'll be able to see more about these sort of interactions and these sort of initiatives and how you can contribute if you want to give a little bit back to the community and support the South African future. Namte, I want to thank you very much for joining us. You go and enjoy, go and make those kiddies happy. I think they've worked hard for it.
There's some awesome pics here.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Thanks,
only
Namte.
A pleasure. Thank you, Namte. Cheers.
Okay. Cheers.
Bye. Okay, bye. Did you see the pics on Twitter?
Wow. It's okay. Like, yeah. So
there's some things happening on that side.
So there's plenty. I mean, there's plenty of action out there, out and about. That's fantastic. I'm actually a little chilly. I would have liked to have been there. I would have liked to have seen it.
Yeah, we should have been broadcasting from there.
OBC, outside broadcast.
Yes,
yeah.
We need to look at that for the next one.
Even if we're just running around and just recording it on a phone, we play you the podcast. We're going to have to waffle.
All those bicycles.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. Wilmarie's just going on to, whose account is that? Is that the Auto Trader account? Or
Auto Trader.
Auto Trader's account. Okay, so there's some fantastic photos up there. Sorry, I'm not watching it here. I'm trying to run a desk and chat to you guys.
Multitask.
Yeah,
Auto Trader's tweeting away on DriveChange, so you can pick up all the images.
And of course,
there.
If you just go to your trends, you go and search and you type in DriveChange, it'll pick up the trend and you'll be able to follow it there. What we're going to do now is we're going to move over to my review. Well, it's actually not my review, but it's the review that I'm bringing to the table, okay?
Is it exciting?
Yeah, it's not bad. Okay. It's not bad. It's the Kia Soul.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Don't say it like that. Don't say it like that. We've got some people from Kia listening in on this, and they're going to say, Wilmarie, don't you like the Kia?
Oh. No. I've got nothing against Kia. I'm actually quite impressed, because this is one of those brands that, I mean, we were discussing it the other day. It's been 4 or 5 years, and the kind of work they've put in to get to where they are.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think Fiat is maybe starting to do that.
Well, we hope so. There's a couple of new Fiat models coming out. It's going to mix it up in markets that they weren't really a part of.
Mm.
There's a new Fullback, which is a full-size, I think it's essentially a one-tonner Bucky and available in a double cab. That's coming out. So that's going to challenge things.
No, I know some of the Kia brands. I've tested them. I've been impressed. Yeah. I don't know the Soul.
The Soul.
I like the name, though.
The Kia Soul. I mean, so it's a compact, dare we say, like compact crossover, compact SUV style. But their whole thing was it's hip to be square. And it is, because the exterior styling is so boxy. It's now in second generation. And the reason why we're sitting there and we're testing it is because it came out at the end of last year. And the reason why we're testing it now is because it's now available with a diesel motor and with a DCT gearbox, a 7-speed DCT gearbox.
We're all about DCT now.
All about DCT. And you know what? I actually disliked it when I started out. Yeah, because the first couple I drove were DSG.
Explain the difference, Greg.
Same thing. Like I say, it's the same thing. It's just if we use Google Translate for DCT, it's going to give it into German DSG. So I can't pronounce it in German. I don't speak German. I don't pretend to. So
it's close to Afrikaans.
It's close, but not quite. I'm working on my Japanese rather. And maybe I should be working on my Korean. Head over to Korea and see some of the new Kia and Hyundai stuff. And it's an all-new one. It's now available with a diesel motor with the DCT gearbox, 7-speed DCT gearbox. It's the second generation, and it's always been a bit of a boxy item, but the redesign looks really great. Now, the designer there is Peter Schreyer. And Peter Schreyer was responsible for the design of the Audi TT, the first Audi TT, the iconic one. And of course, around about the same time, the VW Beetle. So he's done a couple of other cars. He likes the round shape.
So yeah, what does the sole look like?
So the sole, while it is pretty square, it's not overly square that it's not appealing. It's got rounded corners, but all the round stuff is inside.
Oh, okay.
So it's square on the outside, and then it's all round on the inside. The speakers and the buttons and the controls and that, and all the gauges and everything, also round. So there's so many round artifacts on the inside, but the outside is nice and square. And it's also now, thanks to Peter Schreyer, got what Kia calls their tiger nose. And that's that. And it looks almost like an animal's nose there, kind of a little squashed and a little
stretched.
I see
what you mean. I mean, it's even like the seating, it's got rounded.
The vents, everything. Everything.
The clocks, everything,
all round inside. So it's really a chalk and cheese sort of approach to things. But practical car, I tell you what, it's quite spacious. It lacks a little bit in boot space. So if you've got a family and you're looking to use it for, long weekends and that sort of stuff, it is a little compromised in terms of its boot space. But in terms of legroom and space, interior space, very, very good.
So which color did you have?
We had it in red. It's a power color. But they offered it in those two-tone combinations. So we had it in red with the black roof. And it was actually Lawrence that reviewed it. So it's
same
his video.
As this one, hey?
That's the one, yeah. That's the one. So it's got redesigned headlights, tail lights. It's pretty much all new sheet metal. It is a second version. It is all new. It's not just a facelift. And it's really doing pretty well. From the motor, you're going to get 100 kilowatts and 300 newton meters from a 1.6-liter four-cylinder 16-valve diesel. It is turbo diesel. They claim that it's going to return about 4.6 liters per 100 kilometers on the combined cycle. Combined cycle, we found it to be just over 5. So it's pretty close.
Okay.
You know, 5.1, 5.2. It was hovering around there. It wasn't like astronomical. It wasn't like double. But it takes a little bit of
careful driving to get that sort of, that's what I was going to say. So you're testing it generally with all of them. If they're accurate, what kind of speeds are you testing it at?
Well, when it's combined, then it is sitting, you try and stick to speed limits. So if it's a 60k an hour road, it's 60. If it's 80, it's 80. If it's a highway, it's 120. Yes, there's going to be a little bit slow. There's going to be a little bit faster. But you need to be very careful. Yeah, so you need a combination. That's your combined cycle, is a mixed amount of highway and town driving. Because, of course, if you hit the open road, then it's just going to drop. It's going to plummet. It's going to fall. It's going to be nice and low. But that's because you're sitting at one constant throttle, one constant speed. There's no inputs in terms of accelerating, decelerating.
Yeah.
So the stop-start in town, that tends to chow it a little bit. So a lot of cars. And I mean, some of the biggest polarized one that we saw was with the VW Touareg that we did. We did that V8 twin turbo diesel Touareg. And it was like the 4-liter. And I mean, that's an absolute monster. Around town, once again, it drank juice like a space shuttle. Okay? It was so thirsty.
But open road.
Open road. We climbed on, we filled up Joburg, and we drove to Cape Town on one tank. Open road.
Okay, but how much is that tank to fill?
That's 100
liters.
It's 1,700 rand at the time. but we made it with only like a liter and a half or 2 liters to spare. I remember that.
You had some in the boot, hey? In case, some petrol, didn't you?
We were meant to have some in the boot, and we didn't. We forgot to actually fill the jerry can. So we started panicking a little bit as we got towards the end of that trip. And we were like, because if you run a diesel dry, it's drama. You need to prime the system. You need to bleed. You don't run a diesel dry, okay? So, but the little Kia Soul, I mean, 4.6, nice and light. And it's a fairly sizable vehicle. There's plenty interior space. The rear legroom is very, very good. It's not a massive performer, so 0 to 100 is going to take like 11 seconds, just over 11 seconds, but it's a diesel, and it's a little wagon type thing. You know?
So what would you say is the ideal family car?
I would say, young families. I would say young families. You could get a pram in there, but you're not going to get, two teenage or tween sort of kids in there with their luggage for a weekend away. You know, it's going to be a little shy on that, but it's going to be... It's really marketed to the young and vibey, the ones that are, like Lawrence was saying, your Instagram and your Pinterest generation that are sitting there and they like things that look good, appeal good, feel good, and, are just pretty practical. And it's packed with tech. So there's plenty of tech in it as well.
Which is what matters.
It's what matters in this day and age. So it's really right up there with all the right tech in all the right places in that. 6-speaker sound system, climate control. It's really, really good. Like I say, a little bit of a smallish boot. Runs on a nice set of 18-inch wheels. This is now the smart version, the smart designation. And down to the nitty-gritty pricing, 409,000 rand.
Mm.
So that's not too bad. You're getting 4 years, 90,000 kilometers service plan, and a 5 year, 150,000 kilometer warranty. So that's quite substantial. And we know that Hyundai, their sister company at the moment, is offering that 7 year, I think it's 200,000 kilometer. I mean, that's a lot. 200,000 kilometers in a car, that's like, it's life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to offer a warranty for that, granted on major structural and mechanical components, that's trust in your product. It really is fantastic. So I really do think that it's a good look. Go and take a look at it. Really, go and
I just
give
have
it a chance.
To say this while you're on that, you know, because, I mean, one thing I forgot about the Twin, just to get back to that warranty-wise, transferable, unlimited mileage, limited warranty. What on earth does that mean? Extended coverage available with a Honda Protection Plan.
Now, that'll be very similar to what Hyundai is offering here, is that that 7 year, 200,000 kilometers is based on, you know, it is only covering certain major structural mechanical components.
Big parts.
Okay. So the crank's not going to go. The conrods are not going to go. You know, the pistons are not going to go. But I can't promise you that the alternator is not going to go. Like the alternator or the battery or something won't be covered, you know. Typically.
Which is understandable.
Yeah.
100%.
But if the water pump goes, it's not covered by that, you know, because that is a part that is going to wear. It is one of those sort of wearing parts.
It's 1 year. I would have expected a little more.
Fact that they offer unlimited kilometers.
Transferable, yeah. Unlimited mileage, limited warranty.
Yeah, that's not too bad. That's not too bad. Because, I mean, if you're looking to go proper adventure riding and you're not just using it as a commute, you're going to be riding to Botswana, riding to Namibia. You're going to be doing some distances with it. And, I mean, it's known for like Dakar and that sort of stuff for doing the hard, rough stuff, the rough and tumble stuff. So, I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So on that one, so would you pay that for the Soul?
It's not bad money. It's really not bad money. There's a lot of other cars out there that are offering very similar, but I think this is very much like the Mustang in that approach where you either like the styling or you don't like the styling.
Yeah.
And if you want to stand out and you want to be seen and you want to be seen as fresh and funky and, you know, well-heeled, nicely dressed, and you're the type of person that prides themselves on their appearance and their public image, yeah, the Soul. The Soul's a good buy. And yeah, I won't pigeonhole it into a gender either. I'm not going to say it's a girl's car or a boy's car or anything, because I think it is beautifully neutral down the road. Guys can enjoy it. I enjoyed looking at it and driving in it, and that I didn't drive it myself in that. Like I say, Lawrence was the one doing the test, so that review is up on Auto Trader's YouTube account. Go and take a look there. We have new videos that come out every week.
Yeah, we'll also be sending out a little video later on the Twin.
On the Twin.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We'll
fantastic. Yeah. And there's more big bike stuff coming soon. Very soon. Yes. So
yes, lots happening.
Busy working on that. But we are going to start wrapping things up. Folks, cannot believe that the hour is already up. So I want to thank Vilmarie Jansen van Rensburg. Thank you
it's
so much.
It's been a while only for the two of us.
For the two of us. And
so,
it's nice to sit down here and just shoot the breeze.
Yes.
It is
and
really, really good. Yeah, you sitting here snacking on fudge. You're making me jealous. But I want to thank all of you for joining us. Those of you that are downloading this on podcast, thank you very much. Go and check out some of our previous podcasts as well. Big shout out and thank you to Cliff Central for hosting us here. It is hashtag Auto Central, proudly brought to you by South Africa's trusted motoring marketplace, autotrader.co.za. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Auto Central, powered by Auto Trader on cliffcentral.com.
Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
cliffcentral.com.